I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Children rely upon their parents for safety, both physical and emotional, and a sense of security. Dr. Christine Sangiovanni is here to talk about the parents' role in providing a sense of calm in the family and also helping kids manage anxiety. Dr. Sangiovanni is an assistant professor of pediatrics and a pediatrician at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Sangiovanni, do you feel that anxiety among children has increased during the pandemic from what you've seen as a pediatrician?
I think anxiety has increased among all of us during this pandemic. We all know this is unprecedented times. Many kids were home or did a hybrid of like virtual learning and in-person classes last year, and now they're coming back to maybe being fully in person. And with those changes comes increased anxiety.
What does anxiety look like in children, and how might parents notice if their child is dealing with some anxiety?
Children could say they're scared or worried, but they don't always say that. And sometimes they might seem irritable or angry. They might have some trouble sleeping, or they could have physical symptoms, being sleepy or having headaches or stomach aches. Some kids keep these worries to themselves, and so it's a good idea to note these symptoms and see if there's a pattern to them.
What are the most important things that parents can do at home to help their children deal with anxiety just as it crops up in everyday life?
These are anxiety-provoking times right now. I think it's a good idea for parents to validate their child's fears and say, you know, these are scary times, but then to be a role model of how to handle that stress and try to show them how to be resilient. We need to show our children that this too shall pass, and we are here to help them through it. So to say things like, we'll do this together, we'll get through this together, is great. We don't want our children to feel like they are handling these things alone.
What else can parents do to help kids when some of these anxious feelings might crop up?
Parents can encourage their kids to just stop, focus, and breathe. They can walk them through some belly breathing where children can put just their hands on their belly and try to make their belly rise. And we know they're getting really good deep breaths. They can help them with meditating, where you're just focusing on your breathing, sitting quietly with your eyes closed. And then for children that maybe can't sit still for too long or quietly, doing yoga is great because it helps them move around and still do that deep breathing.
What about a sense of calm in the household and in the family? Why is that so important for kids? And how can we as parents incorporate that?
We can't control the outside world. We can work on our homes being a peaceful place for our children where they feel safe. So having a good routine every day can really help with our children having a sense of calm at home. Enjoying time together, eating meals together, having a regular bedtime routine, making sure that children get the sleep that they need. These are all important in helping to prevent stress and anxiety.
Dr. Sangiovanni, thanks for this information about helping kids manage anxiety.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.